Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabre. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabre.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are you excited to be here this morning? Yeah. Wow. Let's pray. Father, this morning we say thank you. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy towards us. Thank you for bringing us together again. We pray that you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that you, Lord, will not allow us to leave your awesome presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, for the power of God that is present this time. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, amen. Wow, you may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. Welcome to church this morning. Amen. Wonderful. We're looking at the benefits, isn't it? The benefits of, what are we looking at? You remember? The benefits of harvesting souls. Say, let's say it together. The benefit of harvesting souls. You see, there are benefits. And there are benefits in this life, isn't it? Sometimes, you know, people live particular lives, certain lives, because of the benefits they get from it. You get it? Sometimes some people, you know, they got to buy a friend because there's some benefits. Yeah. Because buy a friend, go and buy some Chinese rice for you. Buy a friend, black, buy Cadbury chocolate for you. What? Buy a friend, go and buy you BlackBerry telephone. $220 top up. Gonna buy you iWake and all them thing. There are benefits why people can buy a friend. Sometimes the benefit is juke juke benefit. Juke juke. You know juke juke? It's a benefit. Yeah, it's also a benefit. Juke juke. You know juke juke? You gotta, if you're in Lighthouse, you should understand what I mean by juke juke. Mm-hmm. Juk juk's benefit. Juk juk. Not Bihari juk juk. This was a real juk juk. Yeah. And people like things that benefits them. Nobody wants to be involved. Nobody wants to be doing anything that has no benefit. Are you with me? And therefore, I believe that once you also get to understand the benefits that exist in the things that exist in the kingdom of God, you also engage yourself in it. That's the whole idea. That you will also engage yourself in the benefits that exist in the kingdom of God. Are you with me? So the top-ups and all the things that are around, the benefit is far less than the benefits that exist in the kingdom of God. You see, in this life, you must learn to grade things. Because valuation is a whole course at the university. To value things. I mean, many people don't know the value of things. Like relationships. People don't value relationships. The other day, somebody called me. And when I saw the number, I didn't pick up the phone. Because I felt that the person, the phone was in the bag. You know how sometimes people phone in the bag. Auntie Dion, where is she? She's the one who normally does that to me. Her phone is in the bag and it calls my number. Maybe because she calls me a lot. So then when I see her, I feel it's a serious something. When I pick up the phone, hello? 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 You hear some background noise, school children shouting. I said,
What kind of thing is this? And I'll end the call. 30 seconds later, beep, ah. So I said, okay, now maybe she was calling and some she got distracted, so now it's a real call. When I pick up, so when I see her, I said, ah, but you called me 2 times. And then he said, me? I call you? I said, look at your last dial. He said, no, daddy, is it? Now she go to the last dial. She said, oh, this phone must be something, something. I said, tell your phone not to dial my number. When you head start, you getting busy. You should not call my number. So when I saw this name, I said, ah, this name? It's been about 2 years. It can be. This person is probably maybe she's doing juke and she hand pressed the bag or something. You know, something wrong. Something wrong. So I said, no. Me taking no car. So I didn't take the call. So I was minding my business. And then later in the afternoon, you know, there are some numbers that are not on my phone. So when those numbers call, sometimes I do, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mini, mini, money, mono. Pick up, no pick up. And when I feel good, then I pick up. If I don't feel good, me picking up. Yeah, because if I don't know you, I don't want you to come and bring me news I am not ready to hear. Jesus has told us to be careful of what we hear. And I rather control what I hear than just allow people to tell me what they feel like telling me. Yeah, it's my life. That's why Christopher, where is Christopher? Christopher was trying to control my life the other day. Christopher said he wants to tell me something, but he wants to tell it me the thing in my office. I said, hey. I didn't know that my father is still around in the church. I said, you must be glad that you getting time to talk to me. Whether it's on the rooftop or outside on the road, you got to be glad. He said, in your office. I said, hey. My. I said, you want AC? Ah! Christopher, it's fantastic. So, then this number died my phone. Unknown. This one, you see, unknown, as unknown, I don't pick up at all. Yeah, you calling me using unknown. Why are you unknown? I gotta know who's calling, so I get excited. I gotta know who's calling so that I shy the phone somewhere. So I pick up this call. Hi, hello. Hello, Reverend. Then I act as if I don't know who. I said, who is this? It's who? This is why I spoke English. I didn't speak Creole. I said, who is this? And then the person identifies. I said, oh, what can I do for you? And she says, oh, she wants to apologize for how she left the church. And how she behaved herself. So she wants to apologize to me, to my wife, and to the entire congregation. And that she hopes that we accept her apology. So, why not? We are Christians. You do something, you feel sorry. All right, no problem. God bless you. So I miss y'all though. I say, God bless you. Bye-bye. You see, then I realized that people don't understand the importance of relationships. And this is somebody who was claiming that she wants to be closer to God and therefore she wants to fix the things that she needs to fix in her life. So a few years along the road, this person realizes that she has not behaved herself well. And it's good that somebody will wake up and say, you know what, I think that the way I left the church, I left well. And I really, really commend her for that act. Because some people go, and then they go in their ignorance, they go in their stupidity and their foolishness. And then it becomes a very bad relationship. It's like, now when they see you on the road and they look somewhere. But we are all Christians, we don't have to behave like that. If you don't want to come to the church again, it's not compulsory. You can go to, there's St. Pius here. Obia people, Obia 1, Obia 2, Obia 3, Obia 4. You have Salvation Army, you have Adventists, we have Transfiguration. We have all those people around.
We have a royalty as if you come here. Fully air conditioned. Chris, maybe you want to... You know, so it's not by force. This church thing is by choice. When you like a place, then you choose and you stay there. And then you behave yourself. Because you are there because you like the place. Anybody who's here who doesn't like it, please, I advise you, don't come. It's not profitable to be in something that you don't like. It's like prison. It's prison where people go there, they don't like to be there. So when she called, I said, well, after all, it's a very good thing she's doing to call and say she's sorry. It's nice. She's learned a lesson. I said, you don't have to do that. You have to learn how to behave, relate well. So relationship is one of the things that are very, very beneficial. But you don't know. One young lady, I don't know where she got my number from, but of course my number is on the internet, so it's not a secret number. This work we do, your number has to be known to an extent. So she sends me a message on WhatsApp asking whether she can give my name and my number as a reference at her job. So, the number was also not on my phone. So, I have a way to check who I'm dealing with. But this one, the person even included her name. And I know her. And I said, this girl. I said, people, I pass me, you know. No, serious, Anita. You see, some people want, they don't get. Some people get, they don't want. You know, there are some churches, you will not sit in front. You from Isla Penitence, you sit at the back.
Hey, Atal.
No. There are some churches, you can't stand on stage and sing. Yeah.
Hey.
One guy from the BV church came with Pastor Ralph. The other Monday, we had a meeting with all the branches. Then I hear he was standing out there, he was looking at me. And he told Pastor Ralph, he can't believe what I'm doing. That after the meeting, I'm talking to people one after the other. One. He said, no. He said he has never seen something like that before. The church he know and he has been to. He said, after the pastor goes to sit in the corner and he's reading something, it's a sign that I'm busy, don't come. So he was surprised that I was talking to people who I don't even have to talk to. But people take those things for granted. People don't value things. So when they have access to the pastor, they don't value that access. So that at least she recognizes after whatever she calls it. So this girl now asking me, a big man like me. I don't know the last time this person came to the church. So you tell me, you are church members, you tell me. If she gives my name and my number to her boss man, and they call me to ask about her, what should I say? It's a color. What should I say? If I say the truth, she will not get that. They'll fire her from the job. Not so?
Yes.
Because I'll say, who? What? Me, no, she? Man, if I were you, I will not... I can't say anything. I don't know her. What? You don't know her and she gave your number as reference? Girl, that's the end of it. You realize that it is when people need something and they are into something that will benefit them and is important to them, then they want somebody who will be accepted in the society. Somebody who, if the person gives his name or his title, people say, oh, what he's saying is true, to connect to the person. But I say here in this church all the time that if you don't need me one day, you will need me. If you don't need the church, I say one day, you can sit here and say, oh, no, I don't need the church for anything. No, but I tell you, one day,
you need a church.
Yeah, you need a church one day, I tell you. Mm-hmm. So, there are benefits. And there are benefits in relationships. I tell you.
So when you are relating, relate well. I tell you. You may be relating with somebody who maybe a year along the line will mean something different to you than the person means to you now. Because as we grow, things come our way. As we grow, we open into all kinds of things. As we grow, people move into all kinds of areas. Yeah. I was talking to a guy after the first service. I said, what are you doing now? He said he's in final year medical school. Now, if he comes around, you don't know him. You don't know that when you go to Georgetown, you go and meet a doctor. And then you'll be glad to go to Georgetown and all the things that go on there to know a doctor who comes to your church. Yeah. So when you are related, you have to be very careful. Because you never know who is going to be a blessing to you. Who's going to be of a benefit to you. So you have to relate well. You may not even like the person so much, but nobody likes anybody. You just have to relate in wisdom. Relate in a kindness and in a fear and in a respect for one another. Human beings must be respected. You understand what I'm trying to say? Right. So there are also benefits in winning souls. Some of your prayers will be answered when you win a soul. Yeah. Some of your depression will disappear when you win a soul. Yeah. Some of the feeling of you see, some people suffer from lack of self-confidence. Your life sometimes does not go well because you are so much into your own life. And excuse me to say, many of us, our lives doesn't have anything exciting to. It's true, Prince. Many people are not looking forward to it. We had a few young guys visit us for the first time. About 7 or 8 of them. One brother brought about 7 or 8 young guys. I asked 3 of them, what is your vision? What do you want to be? They said they don't know. Prince. Mercy. Mercy. I don't know. They are just living. That's why, you know, you see people kill people because they don't value themselves. They don't have anything in life to live for. So when they get vexed, they just act. But you see, if you have vision, you have purpose in life and all of that, you'll be careful as to what you do and all of that. If you have purpose with money, if you have plans in building a house, plans in investing money, you see, when money comes into your hands, you will not be only a chicken eater. Yeah. Like I'm saying, you see, there are so many lives or people, even if you are going to go up in life, there are so many people you meet on your way up. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There are so many people in this life that you meet on your way up. Some are where you are going. Some have fallen from where you are going. You meet so many people. So when you meet people, you got to be very careful. Yeah. There are benefits in winning souls. That if you will spend your time in getting out of your life, you see, there are people in this world, even in the church, just as we are all, Bible says we are God's garden. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse, I believe verse 9. It says we are God's husbandry. We are God's building. Now, all of you, I mean, as many as I know, have different characters and different traits. There are some church members I know that the best they can do in their life is to come to church. That alone is a miracle. I know. That when I see them in church, it's like, this is the best they can do. They can't. That's all. I can mention names to you right now. You. When I mention it, you'll laugh. I know church members who are moody. When they go through depression, it's like nobody exists in their lives. Yeah, I know people like that. It's very, very offensive. Once they go into their depression, forget about you. It's like everything stops. But you see, when you become a soul winner, these things won't have a hold on you because you have things to live for. You have people who are counting on you. So you can't lock yourself up in your corner and not want to. Your life of winning souls will give you benefit. You'll be alive and well. Oh, look at your life. What is in your life? I mean, with all due respect to you, what is in your life? What do you have in your life? What are the benefits you have in your life? In this Guyana here we live. What? Your life. What is in your life? What is in your life? What? You tell me, what's in your life? It's full of worries. It's full of issues. It's full of things you can't handle. Things that make you want to run away sometimes. One day a lady told me, he said, you know what, I couldn't handle it, so I ran away for 2 days. When I came back, I felt nice. Issues that will make people run away from home. Yeah. She said she's living in a house with a child father. He doesn't love the child father, but because of the children, they have an arrangement. And this guy always, when she's dressing, this guy comes for peepshi. But if you live in a house with a child father, what do you expect? You go come peep now. And she getting vexed. You see, the guy is always on her case. Peeping when she's going to bath, the guy is following her. Because she said they don't do anything. It's just an arrangement. So the guy is on his side in the house. And she's on her side. So she'd go out, whatever she does. You see, he tries to let the guy know. I mean, clearly that me and you, we don't accept that. You see, the children need a father around. That's why I've allowed you in this place. So women are very fantastic, you know. They can't say no. Yeah. I there's a woman who married a death penalty inmate in America. She went into the prison to have married a man wedding. Excited. What? There are so many men in this world. What you like is the one who is on death row. I mean, you know the end of the guy. You say, well, I mean, God has given you a bit of him. You know the end from the beginning. You still can't decide. So you look at your life. It's all our lives are full of issues. But you see, the involvement in soul winning will bring you benefits. Let me tell you, when Jesus sent out the disciples 2 by 2 and he gave them power and authority, when they came back, they were excited. Not excited because they won the lottery or they had some gold or diamond or anything. They were excited because they said that all the powers and all the spirits are subject to them. I remember the last time, the other day when I was casting out the devil, and then the devil introduced himself as the president of Guyana in my office. I got excited. I said, pleased to meet you. Wouldn't you be excited to meet the president in the spirit in your office? Yeah. No, I mean clearly, he introduced himself to me as the president of Guyana. I'm not saying something that somebody said. I'm not. This is real. And then he asked me whether this is the reason why I came to Guyana to disturb people. Yeah, I said, oh, you didn't know. You should have stopped me when I landed at Chidijagan on the 14th of March, 2005, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You should have stopped me. Yeah. He laughed. He said, Presidente. I said, good. You are not president of this body. You are going out now. Go back. I said, I will slap you out. Yeah. We met presidents in the spirit. It's exciting. To tell the spirit or the demon that is a president to leave somebody and then he goes. Hey, I'm not, if I go to the state house, they will not even allow me to enter. Yeah, they don't. But they can meet me in my office. I can drive them away. I know, one day I had an experience in my office also. I was praying for somebody. And there's a lady who doesn't like me at all around here. He doesn't like me at all. That lady entered into this, my church member. So I was praying for the person in my office. And the lady manifested. The lady said, "We will get you." I said, "You don't have to enter into somebody to come into my office. You pass this road all the time. Just enter and come and look for me. And show me that you and me, we can wear pants and wear t-shirts. And let's see. Just show you. Why do you have to go into somebody now to come and tell me nonsense in my office?" I say, "If you are bold enough, walk. I see you drive past here all the time. Walk into the church." Out! And then she left. I said, "Look at these people. I know her. I drive past her most of the time. I know she lives very somewhere. In a close proximity." Yeah. It's exciting. It's benefits. When they see you, they run away. I know many people who, I'm sure many people know me differently from how you know me. It was one day like that. I had some young girls who were witches. These days they don't come to church anymore. They used to come to church. And one day I was chatting with them and they told me, they said, "Your name is mentioned a lot under the sea when we go for meetings." I said, "Whoa!" They said, "You are very, very, very known." When the whatever heads of government meet under the sea with the sea mermaid, they said, "Your name comes up a lot because you have come to Isla Penitence. You are disturbing people. You are casting out devils." Oh, so sometime, it wasn't easy. I used to get text messages from numbers. When you call, it does not exist. One of those particular text messages, the person signs the serpent. Yeah. You see, you when you see the eye of the crab, you say it's a stick because you're a child. As we go and come like that, very simple, very, you don't know what happens behind spiritual and behind closed doors. They said your name is mentioned all the time. I know it. I'm very, very popular somewhere. If I'm not popular with you, I'm very, very popular somewhere. I'm very important somewhere. Yeah, I'm executive. When they mention my name, the people will say, "Shh, don't mention your name. We don't like you." Anybody who doesn't like me, they have devils. Oh, you don't think so? Yeah. If you don't like a pastor, there's something wrong with you. Then there's a spirit inside you that doesn't like what is in a pastor. That's a simple. So anybody you meet and they don't like me, you should know that Satan lives in them. Yeah, cry. Because ask yourself, what have I done to them? They don't even know me. We have not been in the same room for one day before. How can they know me and not like me? It's not about that. It's about the spirit in me and the spirit in them. That doesn't match. Oh, yeah, darkness and the light, they come out. So there are so many benefits. So as we win souls, people are jealous that people are coming to the church. So now they begin to throw hints. I heard the other day, some shop in the neighborhood. I was very surprised. I was very baffled. The owner of the shop told somebody, the person was telling me that, I am a wicked man. Because I've told my church members not to buy from them. And I've started a canteen in the church. You listen to it. Them boys. Mr. Harry, you listen to this. So we should pray and go all over and bring people to church. And then they should come and give you their money. Why? You don't even come to the church. At least if you come to the church, we say, okay, it's our church member they are buying from. Now, if we are going to do business here, do you know how many people will bring food here and come and sell? Me too, I'll cook food in the morning and come and put it and also sell.
If you want money, me, I don't want money. I came all the way from where? Europe. Me heading good. I don't want money. You have put your shop somewhere, and the churchmen should leave here and come and give you all the money. And you don't respect us and even all of that. You see? So as we even win souls and the church is growing and getting big, the benefits. People want the money that you have. They want you to buy their icicle. They want you to buy their chicken foot and buy all the dog foot and all the cow foot and things that exist. So now I've become an enemy because you don't buy from them. Hey, they should wait. When the church is getting bigger and bigger and fatter and fatter. Yeah. And as long as they don't belong to Christ, we will not buy from them. They can go to wherever they want to go to. Let me give you a point and we're closing. It's midday already. So when it makes you align yourself with the heartbeat of Jesus. So when it makes you align yourself with the heartbeat of Jesus Christ. Quincy Tom. So when it makes you align yourself with the heartbeat of Jesus Christ. You know Jesus has a heartbeat. You know Jesus has a heartbeat. Yeah, no. You know, sometimes lovers. Like if you have a lover who is called wifey, you know, she would like to put her head on your chest just to hear your heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. It's like, I'm close to your heart. Don't we like doing that? You have your head, you put your head on the heart. And Job, it happens to you now? Yeah. Yeah, head on the heart like that. It's like it feels so nice. Well, Jesus has a heartbeat. The Bible says that he came for one purpose, to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. So you want to put your head on God's chest to hear his heartbeat? This is it. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You see, the reason why Jesus was able to live the life he lived with us, he lived, his life was more, he was sold out for the world. He did not live a life to get any personal benefit from it. When you live a life for personal benefit, it's a lot of trouble. Yeah. If you look at us, I mean, every move we make is church here or there somehow. Yeah. I would like to watch the finals today, but I can't. Yeah. You too. Of course, you too. You have to go and work. Yeah. All we look at is the results. I would like to watch France and Portugal play the European finals. Yeah. Ah, we have to watch him that he doesn't run away. I would like to watch it. I would like to watch who will win, not just the results. I want to see how they play the 90 minutes and who wins. But there's something else that is far higher than these people. The money they are winning, they ain't giving me no $1. Nothing. If you mean you are watching on the computer, you can't even touch them. I better do my father's business that I will get blessed. Get blessed. Do what his heartbeat is, to seek and to save. Can we as a church decide once and for all to seek and to save that which was lost? You see, the sad thing about the heartbeat of a father is that the children of parents sometimes do not seek the heartbeat or the interest of the parents. Yeah. It's true. Many young people these days want to do what they want to do. They don't want to follow what the father or the mother wants them to do. But you see, the grave mistake you are making for your life is that they have experienced things that you have no idea about. You see, sometimes a parent cannot tell you everything. Mona Lisa, they can't tell you everything. But they have to talk about it in a certain way. But you have to be a wise child to know that what mommy is talking about, she must be telling me something that is very, very close to her heart. There are so many foolish and ignorant children around that you waste your breath to speak. You waste your breath. One thing I can tell you straight is teenage pregnancy. I can tell you that one time like that. That way I don't even have to think about it. Teenage pregnancy, you're gone. You're gone. If you dare get pregnant now, Joylene, you're gone. So for many of the young boys that you are with, it's just a matter of finding a hole to enter inside. That's what they're looking for. Safe haven. And you, when they enter into you, you get excited. When it plucks it out, he's gone. It never come back. And then 2 months later, you say, "Mommy, me belly hurting. You belly hurting. You need a slap on your face." I miss it. You miss what? You miss the game? You miss the football match? Then you're stuck with the baby. Yeah. I can tell you that one time, straight up. Yeah, when it comes to teenage pregnancy, you the woman or the young girl, you are going to lose more. Yeah. The prodigal son, Luke chapter 15 and verse 19. When the son who had gone and wasted his life came back, he said, "And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Hire me." He goes on to say, "And he arose and came to his father." Go to 22. That's the lucky number. 25. Those who you buy lottery, you should buy 1524. You might win this week. Charlene, are you there? Come to you. What are you thinking about? Brian is here. What are you worrying? You ain't go nowhere. It's right here in the front. Right here. He's right here. You can see him when if you cut your eye this way, you can see him. What are you worrying about? Huh? Now his elder son. Is the father, the young boy has been foolish. He's gone out, wasted his substance, every money he gave him. He comes back home and he organized a party for him. The elder brother was in the field. He went to take care of his father's business. Now he comes home. And as he came and he drew nigh to the house, as he got closer to the house, he heard music and dancing. He said, "But this morning when I was leaving home, daddy didn't tell me there was going to be a party. So how come all of a sudden there's music and dancing like that?" And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. "Because I'm here alone with my father. We don't know where mommy is. Maybe mommy is dead or something. So if there was going to be music and dancing, I should have known. Even though my phone wasn't working, I'm sure you would have told me before I went out." And he said unto him, "Thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him safe and sound." And he goes on to say, "And he was angry." "And will not go into the house." And the father had to come out and entreat him. So it's like, Jesus' heartbeat of saving souls, many of us don't like that heartbeat. You see, this church will be filled 10 times a day. If I was to say, bring your child father's picture, let me pray for you. I would take a spiritual 2x4 and lash his head. And his brains will rearrange properly. And he will send you money from the bush to take care of the children. I'm sure you bring his picture from wherever you have his picture. Even though you don't like him now, you bring his picture. I'll tell you, come and put his picture here at the altar. I tell you, if you take a camera, you see all the pictures on this altar. You see how many people will come? Let's pray against your landlord. Today is all the landlords who are demons, the Satan working through your landlord. Come right now. You see how many people will come? Financial breakthrough. Money will come to you now. If you believe it, shout yeah. Aha. You see the shout? You see the shout? Yeah. There are some topics that if you bring up in any church, you get the members excited. Not going out and telling people about Jesus. Not that one. Not that one. Not that one. It's like, what is he going to do for me? I want money, man. I want me money. I broke, so I need money. Yeah. It's money we're looking for. I tell you. But the heartbeat of Christ Jesus is so winning. Can we be children who also think about our Father's heartbeat? Can we be children like that? Maybe children. That's what God is telling us today. He wants us to think about souls. He wants us to think about people who are dying and going to hell. People who are not saved. People who don't have a hope. And you and I, there's going to be benefits. You see, I have a lot of benefits because of you who is here. It's true. Too many benefits. I can't begin to tell you. Even the benefit of eating chicken. Yeah, anytime. All I need is a phone call. Even text message. I don't even have to call. I send, what? How much is a text message? 10 cents, something? That will bring a whole human being in a vehicle with food. Just a small text message. You, if you like, send a text message to who? Who are you sending a text message to? Yeah. Do you even have credit? That's my wife. I still waiting for the lunch you bring in. Yeah. I waiting. I hear you preparing something nice. I waiting all the time. It's today, right? Okay, today's the day. Yeah. No, it's true. If you don't see the benefit, you waste your life on earth. Yeah. Jesus died. It wasn't for nothing. It's beneficial. He's been given a name that is exalted above every name. That even after he's left the earth, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee bows after he's dead and gone. Every knee bows. When you mention Jesus, people run away. Let's mention your name and see. Orin Nelson Jr. Hey, who's that? But if you will win souls, your name will be written in a book that will never. When you appear in heaven, there's going to be a great reception for you. You'll be surprised. The day when you get to heaven, you wonder, I said, no, come. Yeah, come. Yeah, come, it's you. It's me. What are you? Come. We don't see it here because here we want houses and cars and money. And so if the church and the things in the church is not transmitting into house, money, and cars, it's not beneficial. It's a very low level of thinking. It's poor people who think like that. Yeah, it's poor people and earthly people and carnal people whose only life depends on money. I don't have money, so I can't come. I don't have a house, so I can't. I don't have a car. If your life is surrounded by, if this is what determines you are one of the lowest people on earth. You look at it. Money? Car? Something of benefit? No. Because God can give you money now in bags, in houses. He can give you money. Yeah. Why should he give you money? You're not seeking his interest. You're not seeking his interest. Why should he give you something when you're not seeking his interest? When everything you're about is you, why should he bless you? Why should you get the benefits when you are not doing what he would like you to do? Let me close with that. The other day, the students from Ghana, they were telling me, the bishop has some cows around there at the school. Right? Some of them have bells around their neck. So as they're walking around, they cling. If you thief them, then the bell will ring. They were telling me the other day that bishop ordered one to be killed for them for lunch. Oh. Full cow. You even have cows too. Cows. And once you eat the cow, you love the man for the rest of your life. Yeah. Who kills a cow for people like that? Slaughter the cow. Say it's for. He said, kill it for the people. Lunch. Full lunch. Yeah, cow, man, barbecue, whatever. It's like he has things that he doesn't even use. He has no use for them. Yeah. It's because he's involved in the heartbeat of the Father. If you really tune your mind into looking after the souls and the interests of God, I promise you, your life will improve. You see, there will be an upgrade. You know upgrade? When you have a software on your phone or something, they say, oh, it's an old version. Your life will be upgraded. You'll be surprised. My time is up. Please stand to your feet. I encourage you to try it and see. Try it and see. Even Satan will begin to notice you. Yeah, he'll begin to say, that lady, yeah, there's too much. It's, you left, she left this woman. No. Go to somebody else. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live. The reason I sing with all I am. We start from the top. I come in again with all I am for you, Lord. Hold my world in the palm of your hand, and
I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe.
Oh, come on, sing it out of the top of your voice. From the bottom of your heart.
Belong to you. You're the reason that I live. The reason that I see. With all I am. So Jesus, I believe in you. And I will go to the ends of. Son of God, and all the world will see you are God. You are God.
Jesus, I
Jesus, I believe in you.
Oh.
And I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth for you. Alone are the Son of God, and all the world will see you are God. You are God.
Lift up your hands to the Lord and close your eyes. Spirit of the Lord, thank you for the fire of revival. I pray for your people. I pray for all the hands that are lifted up. Touch the hearts, oh God. Touch their hearts, oh God. Align these hearts, oh God. Align these minds, oh God, to the very thing that is so important to you in this life and in this world. Align them to the heartbeat to seek and to save that which is lost. May that purpose be released upon the lives of your people right now. Touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. Touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. All over this place right now. In the name of Jesus, touch them, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Touch them, oh God. Touch them, oh God. We declare we believe in you and we will go. We will go. Let the fire of revival, let the fire of evangelism, the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it set us ablaze. Let it set us aflame to witness, to talk about Jesus boldly, with strength, with power, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
of the earth,
to the ends of the earth.
Oh, for you,
alone are the sun, and all the world will see you are God. You are God,
Jesus.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Oh.
For you, Lord, are the Son of God, and all the world will see you are God.
Father, thank you for the fire. Thank you for that axe. You've been sharpened like an axe. God needs the axe to chop some wood. In the name of Jesus, you are sharpened right now for the purposes of God. May your life indeed never be the same again. May you reap the benefits that soul winning has in store for you. Thank you, Father, for blessing these lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You may go back to your seat.
Believe in
the ends of the earth.
To the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth. For you, the Lord and the Son of God. And all
now you are here, you're not safe.
You are Jesus, I believe.
You are not saved. You are not born again. Every eye closed, every head bowed. You are not saved. If you die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please pray with me. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please, I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. Your right hand up high. Okay, if you lifted up your hand, I want you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come to me. I want to pray for you. Come to me. Come to me. I want
to
pray for you. Come.
Lead me to the cross. Father. With your love for love.
Your child.
Bring me to my knees. Lord, I'll lay me down. Bring me of myself.
You are not saved. Come.
Lead me to your heart.
If you are in front, say this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Shh. Pray this prayer with me, everybody, church and those in front. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this prayer, I have been saved from hell. I am born again, and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.